their coverage.
The metal or the glass is the question. There was some comments on the metal. Glass, guess what? It gets dirty, nobody sees through anything. Metal, they'll always see through. Go on.
My clients are amenable to glass or cable. Either one, whatever the preference of the board is. There's no preference either way. I thought about that with glass too, because glass can get dirty.
And 22 instead of 24, or 24 instead of 24, what was
it? Mr. Bechtol is going to testify to this, because we're going to try and alleviate two problems with one concession here, being the size of the deck and then also the air conditioning condenser.
Okay,
so
wow. Sure. That will give...
So, to be clear, what we plan on doing is removing 3 feet from the southerly side of the deck, recessing the deck now to a 26-foot width by 8-foot depth, and then the air conditioners will be on the outside of the deck, but still on that side. I have to elevate the air conditioners, and I have to screen the air conditioners. So unless somebody allows me to put them elsewhere, down the sides of the structure, I have nowhere else to put them.
We've heard there's not that much room between the structures.
Correct. Well, it would be a different variance, too, because they're not permitted in the side yard.
We're trying not to get any bulk variances here.
Okay. And you don't care whether it's glass or the...
No, my clients are amenable to either material, and they are also amenable to getting new air conditioner condensers. They were planning on doing that anyway.
Yeah, they don't last long.
You explain pulling the air conditioner where the air...
So what will happen is the air conditioner will basically stay where it is, because it's about 3 feet wide, and the deck will come in. I can't move the air conditioner much, because I can possibly push a little closer to the side yard without be getting closer to the neighbor. So I'm going to leave the air conditioner where it is. I'm going to move the deck in 3 feet and call it a day. So on the second floor, it'll be more opened up. On the ground floor, again, I got to screen the air conditioner. There's not anything I can do. And it's got to be up at plus, it's got to be up at plus 12, because base flood here is 10. So I mean, that's going to be the problem with these homes. When and if they ever get rebuilt, they're going to have to be higher in the air regardless.
Okay.
So 3 feet now.
3 feet only on the south side, so the north side,
right. So
edge
north
of the deck
side
will stay.
A couple more degrees.
Well, no, let's be clear. The north side neighbor has no damage.
The south side.
The south side neighbor, we're moving away from them by 3 feet, so we're opening up their view.
I just want to understand that the air conditioner is not going to be in that spot that you're saying.
The air conditioners are going to stay where they are. I have no other place to put them.
So really only the second floor deck is shrinking 3 feet.
So
the first floor is kind of staying.
It's kind of staying the same, but I'm allowed to have the air conditioners in the side, and that's unfortunately just a fact.
Yeah. You can't pull them anymore, because then you're in the doors.
Correct.
You're in the sliding doors.
Yes, I am. So I can pull in 3 feet without obstructing any glass that's straight out.
Right.
And for the record, the west sunset is straight out. That's west is straight out. Yeah. And to the left.
So. Okay. We got about 10 minutes, guys. You done?
Done.
Mr. Wendt, come on up. I'm going to ask both of you, sum up briefly, because...
Unfortunately, last-minute changes are tough to digest and be able to, with an educated mind, say, okay, this is different than what is being proposed. We don't think 3 feet is really that much of a difference, but it's hard when you can't see anything. There is no precedent set by any given case, as Mr. Stein said, but there's a perception that's created to approve something like this. This is no different than the beachfront or the bayfront. Whoever can get out further, they want to get out further. And the idea that, well, they're first, so the standard's going to be different, because the second person that comes in is going to have to deal with our detriment, that's like saying, I got mine into heck with yours. It's still going to be a battle. This is a shore town. I'm a vendor guy. I know how it works. Beachfront, bayfront. Whoever can be close out further, closer to that water, they're going to try, and they're going to battle. This is going to open up that floodgate. There's no doubt about it. It is unfortunate that the zoning is the way it is. I agree with a lot of the issues with it, but that's for the governing body to address. And it looks like they've already had, and as Ms. Calhoun mentioned, it might be something that they continue to do and maybe follow through with it. But as of right now, we have, as everybody's agreed, a very unique, beautiful property. And putting this deck of this size is going to be eviscerated right down the middle. It's going to be like a tooth that sticks out. When all the rest are nice and lined up, it's going to be like that one tooth that just shoots out right in the middle of that property. It'll be over at that point. Then everybody's going to want to get out and get out further and further. And there's also been a question about we understand that there's the applicant doesn't have any of their own decks like we do. Why don't they create one like we have? They've maxed out their FAR, the floor area ratio. Why don't you cut into that a little bit and create a little bit of nice porch life in the backyard like everybody else has? Instead of going out, look inward, pardon the pun, and carve out a little piece for yourself like we all have. It is a shame you don't have an association. In fact, one was supposed to be created, and a lot of people thought there was one, but the paperwork was never filed. That's, you know, a builder thing that happens in Ocean City. You know, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people showed up to testify. And uniquely so. I've never seen so much opposition. Respectfully, I'm going to listen a little more time to the board. We appreciate it. This application has to be denied. Thank you.
I'm going to have Mr. Bechtold testify to just to sum up my summation instead of just to clean this up completely, Mr. Bechtold. If this is a single family dwelling, you'd have a deck to matter of right, is that correct?
You'd have three decks that could extend out 4 feet further than where we are proposing, on up higher at an odd height too, which is absolutely going to obliterate their view out the backside. That's why we said light air and open space. Because if a single was ever built here, it's done. It's in the middle of the block. It's going to change the whole thing. And they probably want to put up a fence. If there's no HOA, guess what? They're going to put up a fence. And they can have a 6-foot fence across the back property. So it's a major thing to think about. That's why doing this modest 8-foot expansion of a deck, we tried talking. We've been talking for 2 years to get this deck and, hey, let's work this together.
Let's talk about that for a minute, just so the board understands this is not a new thing. Our clients have tried to negotiate to make this happen. They've been working on this for a long period of time.
Yes, they have. Yes.
The corner lot that's there, that is briefly testified, that they have decks there, and
it's a duplex, and it has a deck. Mm-hmm. It has at least a 6 to 8 foot deck off the backside of it, and it's all the way at the end.
And we could do the same thing, if not greater, if we revoke just the simple act of revoking our master deed.
That is correct.
Simple act of revoking our master deed, we wouldn't even be here.
Correct.
All right, and you mentioned the deck that we're creating is over pavers, not yard right now. In fact, we're creating additional green space.
We are not removing any grass whatsoever. We're putting deck on paver.
Anything else you want to add?
I would strongly advise this group to please contact our council person and either change the zone, because somebody will buy it, somebody will put up a monster single. I mean, it happens in St. James. That was a neighborhood. It's happened in other areas, and this will be the best way of preserving it, because hopefully, you know, nobody's ever going to buy out both units. You know, you will see that happen. It's happened a number of times throughout the island. I would strongly advise you to spend that money instead of with the lawyers with all this other stuff, to get together with council and talk to them about this. The worst case that's going to happen is you're going to have the decks pop out, as opposed to a 2.5-story structure all over parking. You know, you're going to have a taller structure with a new structure, even if it's a new duplex. But at least you can control your depth.
Finally, just to the concessions, it's going to be 26-foot width. You mentioned that we're cutting down the deck on the south side, correct?
Yes.
We're fine with cable or glass railings.
Yes.
New condensers, clients have told us that they're going to get new condensers, which will be quieter.
Yes.
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Good. So, is it my turn now?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Here's the application. Let me just start. Well, let me go through. Just the application of Daniel Rosemary Fox and Kurt and Mary Podlager. And there are a lot of people here. Joan and Benita Handelhunt. Owners of the property known as 5116-5118 Haven Avenue, also known as Block 5105, Lot 17. The applicant is seeking a D2 variance to build a 8x26-foot deck now on the rear of the property. The property is located in a single-family zone. There is a duplex on the property, therefore it requires a D2 variance for an expansion of the pre-existing non-conforming use. The applicant provided testimony that every house on the block is a duplex already. They were all built around the same time, approximately 1988, had a testimony of the neighbors. The applicant originally requested 29-by-8-foot deck, is now indicating that they will reduce the deck, as indicated, by 3 feet. They would adjust the air condition and would replace the HVAC unit that's outside with a new unit, which would be quieter for the sake of the neighbors. If this is granted, they're not going to do it. If it's not granted, obviously. Okay, just want to make that clear for the record. The applicant has further indicated that if it's approved, they understand that it would not permit in the future, whether or not it's considered a D2, awnings, screens, glass, or anything else covering or enclosing this deck area. The applicant has also indicated that they will amend the plan to call for either cable or glass railings on the property, so that when the motion is made, please indicate if you're making the motion and you have a preference for one, that would be the appropriate time to say.
So would have a preference as to which material?
Well, they're going to have to specify.
Or it could be either. It could be either. That
no,
not be, okay,
it has to
want.
Be specific because
be specific.
It won't get through zoning.
Okay,
it
not
needs
a problem.
To be.
So the motion will be either for cable or glass, if there's a motion to grant. And since we always do our motions in the affirmative, whoever makes the motion, be one that is looking towards granting it in this case, so they can, you know, put the conditions. So as indicated, the applicant has provided testimony as to the positive and negative criteria for the granting of the variance. In addition to the testimonies provided by the applicant, the neighbors presented testimony of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, approximate. I could be wrong.
11.
11 total? Okay. Neighbors in opposition, all testifying that this area of development is consistent, it's open, it's remained consistent, and that allowing a deck of this nature will block not only the view, but will break up what is a harmonious neighborhood scheme. In addition to that testimony, Philip Sartoria, professional planner, testified that the applicant failed to establish the necessary criteria for the granting of the variance, and therefore recommended that the variance should be denied. Mr. Cotter, who is not a neighbor, also testified, though, and he testified as to the origins of this neighborhood. So whoever's going to make the motion, need a motion, and I need some conditions, or the one condition. The applicant's already conceded the 26-by-8, the moving on 3 foot on the south side, the air conditioning, a new unit being placed, no warnings, no screens, and I need, if the motion is to change the railings as proposed to either glass or cable, indicate that in the motion. Got a motion?
Yeah.
DeMarco.
Oh, DeMarco?
Yep.
And?
And I would say cable, but you asked me that.
Cable? Okay, that's the motion. Okay, we need a second just to move it along, guys.
Three down there. I'll put your hands up.
Okay.
Mr. Price?
Honestly, I think this is a little bit of a tragedy across the board. I mean, the fact this was zoned the way that it was from the first place, the fact that it stayed that way for over 40 years, council should have changed this a long time ago. I don't know how it stayed the way that it is for so long. Part of me believes that these people should be able to build their deck because they have their backyard, but I honestly feel that this is something that needs to go back to council, and this whole block should be reassessed, and whatever we do should be done in somewhat of uniformity. So I know every property is different and looked at individually. However, these were all built at the same time. They all look very darn similar. I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Logue?
Again, it's a very unique spot. It's pretty awesome that I made it this far before something like this came up. It's unfortunate that it couldn't be worked out amongst the neighbors. I'd say regardless of the outcome of this vote, it's probably worthwhile to come up with a plan for an HOA or, as was mentioned, get up with your councilman and try and change things before somebody does put a fence down the side. I'm torn, but I'm a yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
I'm only Peter Ling. I totally agree with the board. It's a shame that this wasn't addressed earlier on, but I'm a yes.
Mr. Becker?
Tough one. Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
It is very tough when I sympathize with both sides. I mean, it's nice to have a deck off the back of your house so you can enjoy the view and, you know, expand your outdoor living. And I can appreciate everybody who's been there for 30, 40 years and what you've had and what you're trying to keep. And I definitely agree with Mr. Bechtold. I would ask you to go to your councilman, try to get this changed to duplex zoning, get uniform setbacks so that I can't believe somebody hasn't come in there, bought out one of these duplexes, and built a slammer in that beautiful neighborhood. I can't believe it hasn't happened yet. So I will reach out to council and ask them to reach out to you and engage with you on how to protect what you have versus it really getting taken away. So, but I am going to vote yes.
Mr. Waddell?
Yeah, get in touch with Dave Winslow. He's your councilman. He's working very hard, doing a lot of work along 34th Street, Marion Park. All the playgrounds he's having redone, the tennis courts. He gets very involved in this. You have a great neighborhood up there, really. It's just unfortunate that it is legal to do this, but I'm voting yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Avery, that's cable? Railing? What?
Yeah. Adjourned?
Motion adjourned, anybody?
Anybody? Motion adjourned?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.